The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Simon's mother-in-law lay sick with a fever. They immediately told him about her. He approached, grasped her hand, and helped her up. The fever left her, and she waited on them. When it was evening, after sunset, they brought to him all who were ill or possessed by demons. The whole town gathered at the door. He cured many who were sick with various diseases and drove out many demons, not permitting them to speak because they knew him. Rising very early before dawn, he left and went to a deserted place where he prayed. Simon and those who were with him pursued him, and on finding him said, "Everyone is looking for you." He told them, "Let us go to nearby villages that I may preach there also. For this purpose I have come." So he went into their synagogues, preaching and driving out demons throughout the whole of Galilee. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning. That was actually pretty good. When I was talking at Mass the other night, I said, "Good evening," and they all kind of, "Good evening." So you guys did well. You're awake. Glad to hear it. So for those of you who don't know, being a deacon, though a deacon wherever I go, I also work at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory. You may have seen us. We're kind of up the street a ways. Bunch of office buildings. It's not very exciting when you pass us on the 210. But yeah, we do satellites and we send off, we explore, we do some amazing things there. When I first started working there, many years ago, I heard about this software program. I never ran it, but I heard about it. And the whole purpose of the software program was to give you information about philosophy. You would run the program and it would say, "How many pages of philosophy would you like?" You would put in a number, say 12, and it would print out. Remember those old printers, the ka-chunky ones with the perforated paper on the side, on one of those? It would print out 12 pages of philosophy. And when you read it, it was grammatically correct, and it kind of went on and on and on and on. Kind of like a deacon might on a Sunday morning. But it really didn't say anything. In the late 70s, a book was published, Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Some of you may have read it. Some of you may have heard of it. Some of you may have no idea what it is. It also talks about a computer. In the book, this computer is asked a question. What is the meaning of life, the universe, and everything? So being the good computer as it was, it started to process the information. It processed. 7.5 million years later, took a long time. I don't know, it may have been one of those old XTs for all I know. It came out with an answer. And the answer the computer gave was 42. And the people that were there kind of went, "What does 42 mean?" They didn't know. Today you're going to hear what I think the 42 means, at least to me. The first part of it, the 4 of the 40, talks about who we should pray for. We shouldn't just pray for, "Hey God, I'm having a rough day. Remember me, person down here? You know, do something for me, it'd be really nice." No, we shouldn't be praying for us. We should think about praying for the others, for our community, for their needs, to heal them, to make them blessed. If you look in page 4 of the bulletin, a shameless plug for the rosary that we say 3 times a week, you'll notice in there that we, 6 o'clock, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we pray the rosary. And one of the things we do on Fridays is we have intentions. We pray for the needs of people that are at the rosary. Could be a sick friend, could be people who are traveling, could be any one of these. But we take time to step outside of ourselves and say, we'd like to remember this sick person, that individual, this person who has trouble in their lives. So that was the 4. Now we come to what? Well, some of you were listening. Thank you, by the way, to my wife, who said 2 very loud. Good job, Candy. The 2. We pray to God. We could be having a conversation with God saying, yeah, I'm not doing well. Or we could just say, we could be in God's presence and say, I'm here. I'm listening. What do you got for me? Share it. We're not computers. We need the prayers of others. We need to pray for others. And that's what we do because we are a generous and wonderful community, a community called Holy Family.